Even though it seems to fit the evidence perfectly, it has to be admitted that the mind skids on the thought that any man would allow himself to be tried and sentenced in Hess's name, not to mention continuing with the deception for the rest of a very long life in the harshest and most hopeless of conditions, they remarked. The idea of a Rudolf Hess double is not new, and various theories have been advanced. One suggests that the look-alike was forced to play Hess out of fear for his family. Another was that the Hess double was a German, whoever the man was, German was his first language, and an ardent Nazi who was convinced it was necessary to the party that he maintain the subterfuge, especially since he might become the founder of a Fourth Reich. But the most provocative explanation comes from Picknett, Prince, and Pryor, who learned that former CIA director Alan Dulles, a founder of the Council on Foreign Relations and High Commissioner of Germany after the war, had dispatched Dr. Donald Ewan Cameron to Nuremberg to examine Hess. Dulles expressed to Cameron his belief that the Hess being held in Germany was an imposter, and that the real Hess had been secretly executed on orders from Churchill. Knowing of Hess's war wounds, Dulles wanted Cameron to especially note if there were any scars on the prisoner's chest. Interestingly enough, British military authorities in Nuremberg refused to allow such an examination. But the story grows stranger. Dr. Cameron was a Scot who pioneered brainwashing techniques before the end of the war at the Allen Memorial Institute at McGill University, funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. He went on to become president of the American Psychiatric Association, as well as the first president of the World Psychiatric Association. He also became part of the CIA's notorious MK-Ultra mind control program. Various researchers have wondered if Dulles' choice of Dr. Cameron to study Hess might have grown from the knowledge or suspicion that the man posing as Hess had been brainwashed into actually believing he was the Nazi Deputy Führer. Mind control experimentation was much further along, particularly in Europe, as shall be seen, than most people realize. Why else should Dulles have chosen a brainwashing expert to study Hess when any competent physician could have checked for scar tissue? This subterfuge could account for Hess's eccentric behavior at the Nuremberg trials, during which he repeatedly claimed he had lost his memory, a convenience for someone who had not lived Hess's life. Once the peace plan went awry, all the usual methods of cover-up came into play. Documents disappeared or were locked away from public scrutiny. Witnesses were coerced into silence, and multiple theories from authoritative sources were spread.